Station.
Hey, it's Kelly Raspberry with your showbiz top five.
Number five.
So Sylvester Stallone slammed Bruce Willis on Twitter saying he's out of Expendables 3 and Harrison Ford is in. And then he slammed him for being greedy and lazy. So how greedy are we talking here exactly? Sources say Bruce wanted $4 million to do 4 days of work on the movie. But production was only willing to pay him $3 million. But still, he wouldn't take $3 million for 4 days.
Number four.
Remember when Leanne Rimes stole Eddie Cibrian from his wife, Brandi Glanville? Well, they took their punches in Brandi's tell-all book, and now Leanne and Eddie want to tell their side of the story in their new VH1 reality show. They've signed on for 6 half-hour episodes, and I guess if things go well, they'll film some more.
Number three.
Usher's 5-year-old son, Usher Raymond V, is showing miraculous signs of recovery after he almost drowned in a swimming pool Monday. Sources say he's sitting up in his hospital bed, eating, laughing, talking. It could be a few more days before he's released. But Usher issued a statement thanking the two men who rescued his son from that pool, calling them true heroes.
Number two.
Rihanna was exceptionally close to her grandmother. She called her Gran-Gran. And when she passed away in June of last year, Rihanna wanted to throw her a funeral of epic proportions. She wanted a big party with tents, multimedia, large screens, all these exotic floral arrangements. Well, the price tag for that funeral was more than $150,000. Rihanna only paid about a quarter of that, and she's refusing to pay any more. She thinks she was overcharged for the funeral. The funeral home has now filed a lawsuit.
Number one.
While Amanda Bynes was tweeting love and hate for Drake, he kept his mouth shut until now. In the September issue of XXL, Drake said, "I don't even know who that is doing that or what that's about. If that is her, I guess it's a little weird and disturbing." Drake added, "Whoever is behind it, whether it's her or somebody else, they know people are paying attention, so they keep it going." And that's your showbiz top five.
Kid Craddock in the morning.